We go to domestic politics now and the race for the White House. Today, Republican Donald Trump made the announcement. He sent out a tweet saying he's asked Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, to be his running mate. Trump says he'll make it all official tomorrow. Hillary Clinton has yet to announce her running mate. Over the past 100 years, some American vice presidents have played a crucial role, but you could call others seat fillers. To talk about the job of vice president, we turn to Alan Lichtman. He is a distinguished professor of history at American University. Good to have you with us.
My great pleasure.
We know how important the vice president is intended to be. In reality, though, how critical is the person in that role?
Traditionally, the vice president has been largely irrelevant in presidential administrations. But in modern times, that has really changed.
Starting when?
Perhaps the man who brought the vice presidency into the modern era was Walter Mondale, Jimmy Carter's vice president. He was the first vice president to have an office in the West Wing of the White House. He was an extremely important advisor in policies such as the Panama Canal treaties, Jimmy Carter's energy policies. He extensively traveled the world on behalf of the Carter administration. Since then, of course, Al Gore, Joe Biden, and Dick Cheney have been extremely influential in their respective presidential administrations.
And in terms of what they did, it seems to me that those people that you just mentioned have assumed very different roles. So they've almost molded the vice presidency in terms of their own interests, in terms of their own concerns.
That is a very important point. Dick Cheney's concern was, first of all, to put the Bush administration on a solidly conservative footing. And he was very influential in areas of his interest, particularly foreign and military policy. He was a major architect of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and a major influence on domestic economic and energy policy. Al Gore was, of course, extremely interested in technology. You know, he boasted perhaps a little bit too much boastfully that he invented the internet, but he was certainly influential in that and was very important, of course, as an advocate for policy dealing with climate change.
And what about Joe Biden's imprint?
As we know, Barack Obama came into the presidency with very little experience and background in foreign policy. So he picked Joe Biden, a man with extensive experience in foreign policy on the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee. And Joe Biden has been his top advisor on matters of foreign policy.
In recent history, we have had two vice presidents become president under very difficult circumstances. LBJ became president after John Kennedy was assassinated. Gerald Ford took over when President Nixon resigned. How is a vice president able to navigate from being primed and ready to possibly assume the presidency and then carrying on his or her own interests and role in advising the president?
It is a very difficult thing to navigate, and you do have to make up your mind that when you are the vice president, you are subject to the president's will. Lyndon Johnson hated being vice president, and while he certainly had some important influence, was not a major player in the Kennedy administration. In fact, he was more powerful, in Caro's famous words, as the master of the Senate, as the majority leader of the United States Senate.
The journalist Robert Caro.
Yes, but he was absolutely ready and put his stamp on the presidency. Arguably, he is, along with Franklin Roosevelt, the most influential president in building the modern liberal state.
So the role is morphing, and I wonder how you think it might continue to morph under the next president and how important the vice presidential role will be.
Donald Trump is one of those enigmatic figures who's very difficult to pin down. He has no governmental experience, very little knowledge of public policy, and in that sense, the vice president could be an extremely important and influential advisor under Donald Trump. On the other hand, he doesn't take advice well, he doesn't listen well, and the vice president could be of no influence whatsoever under Donald Trump.
And Hillary Clinton?
Hillary Clinton has vast governmental experience and will run her own administration. But I think she will listen to her vice president, and I think she will give her vice president some very specific policy roles, depending upon the identity, of course, of the particular pick.
Alan Lichtman, professor of history at American University in Washington, D.C. Thank you.
My pleasure.